Well, now that the super committee's out of the picture, I guess we can get back to worrying about global economic growth.
Investing, renting, sending your kid to college? Listen to the Marketplace Money Podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The reaction is coming in to yesterday's super failure by the super committee to reach a deal on deficit reduction. Here's New York's Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
The markets are coming apart. People have lost their jobs. They can't find work. And in 3.5 weeks, they couldn't even bother to sit down together.
And here is Syracuse University's economist Leonard Berman.
I don't view our current situation as really disastrous. I think it's worrisome because if we continue on this path in 10 years or so, we really would be in trouble.
Now, on the bright side, the ratings agencies, S&P and Moody's, say super fail 2011, if you will, won't cause another downgrade of U.S. debt. Well, we're going to go even further outside the Washington bubble now to get a take on the global economy from someone with a front row seat. That would be the president of Panama, Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal. Panama is, of course, home to the Panama Canal, which allows more than 200 million tons of shipping traffic to pass from the Atlantic to the Pacific and vice versa each year. I caught up with the president while he was promoting Panama in a hotel full of business leaders in London. He started off by telling me how much he loves the United States.
Well, when I think of the U.S., I think of a paradise, the best place on earth. Since I was a little kid, I went to high school in Virginia, and my business experience was all done through American schools, and most of Panama's life evolved around the U.S.
Are you worried about the state of the U.S. economy right now?
I am worried, like everybody else. But I would be a little bit more worried about Europe and the euro crisis. I remember my father telling me when President Roosevelt in 1941 raised the debt limit to $50 billion, and somebody asked President Roosevelt, how do you plan to pay for that? He said, well, just look around the wealth of this country, all the factories, all the best land on earth, the most hardworking people. We have enough resources to pay for it. Who shouldn't worry about that debt limit? Well, I am still not worried about what's happening in the U.S. economy.
You mentioned government spending. I want to ask you about a big project in your country. You're widening the Panama Canal. Is a big infrastructure project like that difficult to justify to your citizens at a time of a weak global economy?
Well, the Panama Canal is immune from the global economy because all trade that comes through China goes to the eastern part of the USA, has to go through there, and all the trade that goes to the emerging economies in Latin America, which those economies are doing very good, and they seem a little immune to what is going on in the rest of the world. We have a very diversified economy in which no sectors accounts more than 8% of the GDP, and that's why we are growing at 10.3%, and next year we should grow around 12%.
Let me ask you one last question, sir. When it comes to economics, is there anything that you wish that the U.S. were doing differently?
I'll tell you what we did. We cut taxes, we cut import barriers, we cut red tape, and we enforced the collection of taxes. And we invested heavily on infrastructure. That created the momentum for other people to invest. What we're doing is putting a stimulus on the economy in the sectors that people could invest more and could have a profound effect on the employment of Panamanian citizens.
Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal is the president of Panama. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in overseas trading this morning after yesterday's big global sell-off, up about 0.5% right now in London and 1% in Frankfurt. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped 248 points, or a little more than 2%, to close at 11,547.
Looking for a good read? Visit the Big Book blog at marketplace.org. Listen to author interviews and read excerpts from the Marketplace bookshelf online at marketplace.org/thebigbook.
Oprah Winfrey's new television network is having a little trouble attracting viewers, so the channel has announced that Oprah herself will debut a new show starting in just over a month. The first episode will be a two-hour interview with musician Steven Tyler. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins has the story.
There's trouble in the land of O. The Oprah Winfrey Network has lost three-quarters of the viewers who tuned into its debut. Lisa Bradner is with the marketing firm GeoMentum. She says that's partly because the network lacks Oprah.
Without Oprah's presence, I think people are missing the piece of the brand that they most relate to.
And the network slump has extended to Oprah's website and magazine. At the same time, Oprah has taken a mostly behind-the-scenes role as CEO.
Maybe she needs a life coach.
Elaine Rapine is a media expert from the State University of New York at Buffalo.
She needs to be on television in order to get people to consume her other products.
Oprah's new program breaks the format of her long-running talk show. This time, she'll be traveling to meet her guests.
We're not sitting on the Oprah Winfrey Show in those chairs anymore, people.
Experts say she has about a year to get viewers into their chairs before advertisers look for them on other channels. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, a quick perusal of this morning's newspapers finds a disturbing trend. The Wall Street Journal warns, as most Americans gear up for a Thanksgiving feast, scientists are increasingly finding that what happens in the body after eating such a big meal can increase the risk of later health problems. The Associated Press cautions Thanksgiving dinner alone can exceed 2,000 milligrams of salt, about 600 per serving from the stuffing mix, another 270 from gravy. And the Boston Globe offers a guide to having a low-calorie Thanksgiving, including this profound tip. Instead of piling on a full cup of mashed potatoes on your plate, consider scooping only half as much. Wow, I never thought of that. Now, I'm all for healthy eating, but come on, it's Thanksgiving. Live a little. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.